Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, former short-term Townsville Mayor Troy Thompson is seeking $1 million in damages from the Townsville City Council for being discriminated against. Thompson claims that despite not attending any of his hearings, he did not know that his Crime and Corruption Commission probe was listed to go ahead, asserting he lost access to his emails. Thompson was suspended from his position of mayor after his stated history in the military was questioned by a local newspaper and is under investigation by the Office of Independent Assessors.
A University of Queensland study about how golden retrievers and Labradors are affected by obesity is in need of dog volunteers. The study, undertaken over 28 weeks, is seeking a greater understanding of the links between the gut health, fat tissue, metabolism, and brain function of these dogs. The dog participant will be required to have a tailored exercise program and wear an activity tracking monitor. If you have a curvy golden retriever or Labrador and would like access to a free meal plan, check your eligibility on the UQ Retriever study webpage.
In national news, correcting a statement given over the weekend, Independent MP Monique Ryan as well as MP David Pocock have clarified that they believe all social media content paid for by politicians should be clearly labelled as such. Ryan was questioned on Q&A on Sunday after Team Teal MP Allegra Spender created election content with creator Millie Rose Bannister. The content was labelled as authorised, but not paid, despite it being so. While there are no laws preventing influencers for being paid by politicians for content, the posts and content must be clearly labelled as paid for and authorised.
Upgrades are underway in Victoria at the northern end of the Apollo Bay Recreation Reserve as part of a project to improve the visitor experience and introduce designated high and low seasons. While some have welcomed the redevelopment, long-time visitors have raised concerns that the changes are out of step with the reserve's traditional purpose and could reduce the number of affordable campsites in the town. Despite this, an Apollo Bay community has welcomed the upgrade, describing the reserve as outdated and in need of improvement.
In international news, hundreds of protesters have gathered outside of Hungary's parliament to protest constitutional amendments that would limit the rights of LGBTQ plus people. The parliament-backed amendments will enable the government to ban public LGBTQ plus gatherings. The amendments also give the government the power to temporarily suspend citizenship of any Hungarian dual nationals who are labelled a threat to the country. These amendments follow a law passed last month that banned pride marches on the alleged grounds that they were harmful to children. The amendment vote was passed, with 140 members voting for and 21 voting against.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.